Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After receiving her communications degree from the other USC in Los Angeles, our next guest worked with the Academy Awards, Emmy Awards, MTV Awards, and finally ended up directing the Beverly Hills Film Festival for 3 years. Then, 8 years ago, she and her Charleston-born husband decided to bring the fun of film festivals back to his home, the Holy City. Summer Peacher is co-founder of the Charleston International Film Festival, whose 8th edition is coming November 4th through 8th. Summer, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
Now, give us a little bit more of the background of this event and how you guys decided to get this started here.
Well, having done a film festival in Beverly Hills, Brian had actually worked with me on it, and it was just a matter of time before we do something in South Carolina. At the time, we weren't married yet. And so I knew that we would probably do something creative, and he recommended starting the Charleston International Film Festival here in South Carolina. And here we are 8 years later, and it's growing year over year, and we're all about bringing really great film to Charleston that people wouldn't see otherwise, and letting people walk out with a smile on their face or thinking, or, you know, being able to check out of their life for a little while.
Walk us through the differences in the challenges between the Beverly Hills Film Festival and Charleston.
Well, I think in general you have a different audience. Every film festival has an audience that gravitates towards a certain type of film, whether it be shorts, features, documentaries, or animation. Charleston loves shorts, and I don't blame them because I love shorts. You know, we try and program the short programs to have a variety of genres so that people can, you know, feel different things and then also see films from either here in South Carolina or from different places in the United States, as well as outside the country, because we're representing 12 different countries this year.
Walk us through some of the entries this year.
Boy, I have so many favorites, just because, you know, in the end we have an excellent screening committee that narrows things down, and then it makes it really tough to pick the best of the best. But there's shorts programs on each day. At 9 o'clock on opening day, Wednesday, will definitely leave people thinking and maybe a little bit disturbed. And then we have great feature films on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Saturday at 5 o'clock, there's Girl on the Edge, and the director's going to be coming out, as well as Saturday evening. There's a shorts program at 9 o'clock, and there's going to be a ton of the filmmakers there. And we're all about, you know, the audience being able to interact with the filmmakers and ask the questions and, you know, learn more about what they just witnessed.
And so you mentioned that there are films from 12 different countries. How about from our home state here in South Carolina?
There are 5 shorts from the home state of South Carolina. We always try and hope that we get some submissions from the state, and we're definitely showcasing some excellent shorts. The South Carolina Film Commission has Indie Grants that they do films with, and we have their Indie Grants program on Saturday at 7 p.m. And that's actually a free screening, and it's 2 short films that were made right here in the state that I definitely encourage people to come check out, and extra bonus is free.
Now, besides all of the film action, share with us some of the other events going on at the film festival this year.
Well, we make sure to kick off with a big opening night reception prior to the opening night film on Wednesday, November 4th. And then we also like to offer free workshops throughout the festival. And our first workshop actually is on Thursday, and it's a virtual production workshop. And then on Friday, we actually are doing a screenplay table read, which is super exciting because 6 of our 10 screenplay finalists will have 6 to 8 pages of their screenplay read by actors and brought to life. You know, all our workshops and the table read are all free to attend as well. And then we have a Principles of Animation that's actually being presented at Art Institute of Charleston on Friday at 3, which is also free. And then we finish out our workshops with a drone workshop. Drones are a real hot thing right now. And that's Saturday morning at 9:30. And pretty much everything from start to finish, including our closing awards gala, is happening at Charleston Music Hall. The only workshop that isn't is the workshop that our institute is presenting. So we're super excited to be at Charleston Music Hall and in the fall and to kind of give something for everybody.
Well, Summer, congratulations on the 8 years of the festival, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Summer Peacher is co-founder of the Charleston International Film Festival. We will have a link to the festival posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.